The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. Had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine, but does not act on them, will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. And it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Today we celebrate the feast day of the saint who really gives us the origin of Christmas giving. Today is the feast day of St. Nicholas. So I'd like to tell you a story in his life and see if we can apply this to ourselves. St. Nicholas came from a very rich family. He was inspired to become a priest as well as a bishop. And his real charism was to help people that were going through really painful situations. In other words, help the poor, the downtrodden, and the suffering. One of the stories in his life is that these three little children died, these innocent children died, and he prayed and he brought these three children back to life. Another was there were these men that were accused dishonestly, thrown in jail, and he was able to free them from this unjust sentence. But the most famous story is the following. There was a man that had three daughters that wanted to get married. But this man was poor, and the women had to have a dowry. In other words, money sufficient to pay for their wedding. And they didn't have it. So consequently, if they didn't have it, then they would most likely give themselves to prostitution. And Nicholas heard about this. And he wanted to save the honor of these girls. So what he did was, he gathered up a sack of money in a very quiet, humble, hidden way. He approached the house and threw the money through the window. Then he took off. So the father found the money, gave it to the girl, and the girl was able to get married without having to degrade herself to a life of prostitution. Second daughter, she wanted to get married too. Same problem. So Nicholas, hearing about the same problem, gathered money, came up on the sly, and once again he threw money in the window, so that the second daughter would be married without having to give her life to a life of degradation. The third daughter, same thing. So he throws the money in the window, but the father wanted to find out who was doing this act of charity, so he ran and found it was Nicholas that was giving the money to his daughters. So this is the origin of basically giving gifts for Christmas. It dates back to this. Now, I'd like to make two practical applications to us. I really love this story for these two reasons. Saint Nicholas prevented three girls from committing three very serious sins. Can I ask you a question? Has there ever been a Nicholas in your life? Do an hour meditation on that sometime within the next 2 or 3 days. Rewind the film of your life, and you're going to see certain persons, circumstances in your life where God intervened, where you are maybe about to fall off the cliff. And God, in His divine providence, His infinite love and mercy, He placed some Nicholas, we can call him a good Samaritan too, give him a lot of names, but you can call him a Nicholas, that was placed in your path. And as a result of that, you are here tonight. If that person were not in your path, you could have chosen a very ugly path, and you could have been addicted to some typical vice that so many people have today. So be thankful that you're here tonight. And be thankful for the Nicholases that God has placed in your path. So let's flip the coin now. You've had the Nicholases in your path, or the Good Samaritans that have helped you. You are called also to be a Nicholas. I'd like to give you three examples of how this is lived out in the family life today. Okay, the first is this. I'm going to create a scenario. It's a fictitious story, but it's not really fictitious, it's real. Okay, the first is you've got a son who's 13. And he's surrounded by all of his friends for Christmas. They want the newest cell phone. That's what they want. But you as mother, father, are aware of the inherent dangers of a 12, 13-year-old having a cell phone. And you tell your son, you are not going to have that. All hell breaks loose. He throws a tantrum, yells at you, becomes rebellious, slams the door, threatens to run away. But you're firm and you put your foot down. So he's the only one in his group that doesn't have one. By the time the others are 18, they all have an addiction. They're addicted to pornography. But he's not. because you were a Nicholas in his life. Yeah. Got to be strong. Second story. Okay, let's go from your 13-year-old son to your 15-year-old daughter. She's at school, and all of her friends have their, all of the girlfriends, they have their boyfriend. And your daughter is young, attractive, charismatic, intelligent, charming. Of course, like the mother, right? And your daughter has been pursued by a young man at the school that wants to be boyfriend. Your daughter's only 15, not even 16 yet. All of them have boyfriends. And your daughter comes up, and she's very transparent, says, "Mom, I want to have a boyfriend, I'm 15. And you remember one of the homilies of Father Broom, who said in one of his conferences or homilies, he says, "No boyfriends until you've got your college degree, your profession, and $20,000 in the bank." So tell your daughter no. Like your son, all hell breaks loose. And she really becomes angry. She said, "You know, you come from Mexico, I was born here. No, you come from Vietnam, I was born here, no? Lifestyle is much different here than in those countries. Those third world countries, I live in the United States, I live in LA, come on." But you hold your principles. Okay. 8 years later, four of her girlfriends have already had their first abortion. And they're living with their boyfriend. And two of them have already tried to commit suicide. But your daughter has graduated from college. She's a professional. And she meets a boyfriend who is a graduate from college, a professional. And both of them have $20,000. And they marry, and they have 9 children. One is a priest, and another is a nun. Okay, you got it? Okay, if you give me permission, I'd like to tell a personal anecdote in my life. Okay, when I was 13, 14, my passion was baseball. My passion was for baseball. At 14, I threw my first no-hitter. Because I'd perfected the curveball, and Jersey called it Pony League, no? And no 14-year-old had seen the curveball, and I had perfected it. So I was whiffing them right and left. But there was a problem. That year, now you Californians, this is from the East Coast, maybe you know too much about it, but I'll tell you. We have to be not local yokels, but we have to be universal, right? My dad bought me 2 weeks summer vacation at Williamsport. None of you really know what that is. Williamsport was the best baseball camp in the world. And every kid that was an athlete loved that. So my parents bought me that. Be able to play on the AstroTurf underneath the lights. This is 50 years ago. Okay? And I felt that I was going to probably replace Mickey Mantle in center field, and, you know. I didn't say Babe Ruth, but Mickey Mantle. But there was a problem. The problem was this. In school, I was always a good student, but I always struggled with one subject. It was math. So that year, I was in seventh or eighth grade, I couldn't seem to understand, I think it was geometry, algebra, I couldn't understand it. So, I got a D. And the Broom family, D means dummy, So, and all the other subjects, you know, very good. Okay? And my dad said, "Hey, Buster, if you don't pull that grade up, you're not going to summer camp." So guess what? I went after school to the teacher, Mr. Ryan was his name, and he was going to tutoring me, and he gave me some tutoring. And my older brother, who's a graduate from Dartmouth, summa cum laude, was, you know, brilliant in math. So he gave me lessons. My dad was pretty good, so the three of them gave me lessons. And guess what I got? Yeah. I got a D. Okay. Now, it wasn't because of lack of hard work. I really worked hard, more than anyone else. But I don't have a math mind. So at the end of the school year, I told my dad, "No, I tried my best. I'll be heading off to Williamsport." He said, "No, you're not." I said, "Why?" "Because, hey, you didn't pick that grade up. That was our deal." "Dad, you don't have to know math to play baseball. If I'm going to be replacing Mickey Mantle, who cares about knowing? I'm going to be making big bucks and with a lot of numbers, but who cares?" Huh? My dad said, "You're not going." "Who's going?" "Your older brother." "Oh." Said, "Then where am I going during the summer?" "You're going to summer school to study math." "Oh." I was so angry. I felt I had the meanest father in the world. And during this whole drama, my mom was right next to my dad. "Yes, your dad is right. Yes, your dad is right." A few years ago, when my parents came to visit me, we were in downtown LA, and I brought that up. I said, "Do you remember that?" And they said, "That was the most painful moment in our lives. We knew that you were devastated by that." And my dad said, "I had to put my foot down." So as a result of that, I have a BA in English Literature from Villanova. I have a degree in philosophy and theology and a degree in spiritual theology. No? So if that were not the case, I would not be here preaching you tonight. That's called tough love. I was really angry at my parents, but now I'm perpetually grateful that I had parents that loved me so much that they were able to say no to me. So I consider my mom and my dad, they were, who is the saint we celebrate today? They were Saint Nicholas in my life. So I've told you three stories. The story of a parent that had to say no to the cell phone. The story of parents who had to say no to the girlfriend. The parents that had to say no to baseball camp. Let's pray for the grace to imitate St. Nicholas. That we will be able to work hard in our lives to avoid sin, but do all we can to bring our loved ones safely home to heaven. Amen. Amen.